Hey, we might have been off the air there just for a little bit. Not sure how much. Should be right back on. Thank you very much. Okay, we're back. Basketball game right here. 6:34 left here in the second quarter. 15-13. Ball's in the front court. Central Catholic with the advantage. They're working down low off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Bigger Patriots at number 12, Luke Bloomer, a 6'2" junior. Going to work it to the front court. They're working down low in the paint. Right-hand disposal, good. Credit the bucket, Albert Schwartz. 17-15, Central Catholic by 2. They'll dribble in the paint. Dish off Snedeker, reverse layup. 2-point bucket ties the ball game at 17. See the midcourt. He'll dribble across the midcourt and bring it back out. Ben Major with the basketball. They'll go outside the arc. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Bobby Metzger. Going to be rebounded by senior Patriots. So we're going to see the timeline across the midcourt stripe. They're moving around the perimeter. Going to dish off. They go 17. So it's all about a shot. That was 34. Out. Excuse me. 34, Christian Holland, back out top of the basketball to reset the offense. At 23, Michael Winchester. He'll work it right side to go to the corner with it. Snedeker on the dribble. He's going to back his way down against Schwartz. Take a floater just outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Schwartz with the rebound. Going across the timeline with the basketball. Again, that's number 12, Bobby Metzger. Out top, Nick Page on the dribble. He'll work it right side. Well behind the arc, Ben Mazur. They go baseline. On the dribble, they're working the paint. Ball's loose. Got tripped up. That was Schwartz. Got tripped up. It's just incidental. They go back the other direction. Shot taken by Snedeker. In the paint, wouldn't go. Rebound, Nick Page. 4:42, clock moving. 17-17. Out top with the basketball, he'll work it right side at Nick Page. He'll work it back to Bobby Nestor, number 12. He'll work it out to Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur looking for a screen, going to get one from Zach Curb. Didn't much do what much with it. They're working back out top of the basketball. He'll pick up the dribble. Out top again, Ben Mazur inside the arc. Double team. They work the defense there. That's Snedeker working there in the zone. They're playing a man-man. Matching up pretty good. That's Ben Mazur and Snedeker. Outside the arc right there. Going to be a timeout call. Timeout called by the Central Catholic Knights. Head coach Drake Barrett. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll mention a little bit about the Class 2A final ranking from a year ago. A year ago at number 1, it was Monroe Central. Number 2 was Eastside. Number 3 was Central Noble. Number 4, Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Number 5 was Renton Stockton. Number 6, Carroll. That's out of Flora, Indiana. 7 was Wapahani. Number 8 was South Spencer. Number 9 was Eastern Hancock. Number 10, Lake Station. Number 11, Northeastern. Number 12 was Park Tudor. And at number 13, Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie doing battle tonight with the Frankfurt Hot Dogs. 4:07 is going to be brought in front of the scores bench by Nick Page. He'll pass it to the backcourt. Number 12, Bobby Nestor. He'll bring it across the timeline. Working against him, 34, Christian Holland. They'll get it back to Page outside the arc. He'll work it left side. Moving the ball around, touches the hands right there of Ben Mazur. Get in right elbow to Schwartz. They'll get it back to Mazur. Mazur dribbles once, back to Schwartz. Outside the paint near the baseline, right side. They're going to work it back outside. Nick Page with the basketball. He'll bring it out to Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur's free for a three. He would not go. Rebound out of there. Seeker, number 12, Luke Plumer. To the front court, Snedeker. Might have got away with a step. Going to be a block shot. He tried to lay up. And then behind him right there was 34, Albert Schwartz with the block. From turnaround jumper in the paint, credit the bucket. That's number 12, Bobby Nestor for 2. Going to be a traveling violation, a lengthy pass to the front court. And couldn't quite nail the jump stop right there. That was unfortunate. The ball's going to be brought in from the back court. Going to be brought in by Schwartz. Let me recorrect that. That's brought in by 24, Bryce McCammon. 3:10 left. Central Catholic going to cross the timeline with a pass. They're working left side. McCammon on the drive. He's going to draw a foul right there near the baseline. They're going to work it in right here. They're going to find out this foul was whistled on number 11. Seeger Patriots, that's Peyton Chin. Peyton Chin, a 5'11 senior. He has two in the contest. Checking in for the Seeger Patriots. Going to be number 32. Hunter Thomas re-enters. Taking a breather, number 11, Peyton Chin. Pass comes in deep in the front court to Nick Page on the inbound. 2:58, going to be a steal, tipped away and a steal. Might have got away with a drag step, didn't call it. He gets the bucket. At 33, Owen Snedeker for two. He's a 6'3" and senior. We're going to see the front court, Albert Schwartz. Off the glass, in the paint, about a 7-8 footer. 21-19, Central Catholic by two. So we're going to see the corner. With the basketball at 12. Luke Plummer, he'll pass the bounce pass out top to Snedeker. He'll give the ball up. 23, Michael Winchester. He'll dribble in and go off the glass. Somewhat of a finger roll off the rim, rolls around with the ball, rebound, back the other direction. Credit the bucket, 10. That was Ben Mazur. Stepping in, going to re-enter the ballgame. That's number 50, Zach Kerr for Central Catholic. Coming out of the ballgame, 24, Bryce McCammon, 6-foot junior. Can be brought in from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. He's got a rhythm right there. He takes to the baseline. He'll pass it back out. 3-point shot off the mark when he goes. And Sandra, rebound putback when he goes. Central Catholic going to board it. That putback attempt with 33, Owen Snedeker. They're working back the other direction. With the basketball in the paint. Gets away. Trying to save the basketball and does from going out of bounds. Good save right there from Michael Winchester into the hands of Central Catholic. They'll work it down low in the paint. Tipped away, going to be deflected. Going to go to the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, that's number 12, Luke Plummer. They'll work it right side behind the arc. Seeger, 3-point shot from the right corner baseline. Shadwin goes just off the mark. Rebound, Albert Schwartz. The pass at point guard, number 12, Bobby Nestor. He'll dribble across the timeline. He's going to backpedal, he'll work it back the other direction. Nick Page on the dribble. He'll work it outside the arc. That's Zach Kerr. He'll bring it back outside. Ben Mazur. He'll work it right side. He'll dribble in. Back out to Mazur. He'll try a three straight away. It wouldn't go. Rebound, Snedeker. Snedeker, pretty good dribbler for 6'3". Playing the center position, playing down low for Seeger. Working it right side with the basketball. They'll bring it back outside. Snedeker. Got the triple threat available. Guarding him is Albert Schwartz. They're working around the perimeter. Crossover dribble to go baseline. Reverse layup. Got it. That's number 23, Michael Winchester, sophomore. They're working back the other direction. Reverse layup rims off. Wouldn't go for Albert Schwartz. 23-21. Central Catholic by two. 24 seconds left here in the second quarter. We're going to back around. Going to rebound. Nick Page. 16 seconds left. Across the timeline, Ben Mazur with the basketball. Triple threat available. He'll pass near the corner. Albert Schwartz, 7 seconds left. Dribbling in, Nick Cage in the paint. He'll float one up and go over the rim, fall in. 1 second, not going to get a final shot off. Snedeker made a good valiant effort, about three-quarters worth. We'll go to a halftime right here. Central Catholic, 25. Seeger, 21. So a 10-minute intermission right here in halftime. And we do appreciate you tuning in. Should be a good ball game. We're going to have another good ball game on Saturday night. Saturday, it'll be at LaPel. They're going to honor Jimmy Howell at LaPel High School, and why shouldn't they? But anyway, pretty good guy. Good coach. Couple of state titles. Jimmy Howe is going to be honored at LaPel. Put Me In Sports will be there. That will be Franklin at LaPel. He's coming in about 7:30. We're making this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires and now AGM Auto under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces. Same quality work. They now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook. On AGM, you can go to AGM Auto LLC. To find out where they're located, you can just go to State Road 19 in Arcadia. You can take Howard Street, go west off of Howard Street, and then they are right there behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto in Arcadia. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner, at Dirk, he's on site daily. You can reach Dirk on Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. So they're shooting around the hoops right there. They got the younger variety out there on the floor here at Seeker High School. They got a well-painted floor. They got Patriots in both baselines. I should say their baselines right there. It's outlined in red. Got a bit of an off-white collar, more of an eggshell type of collar for the inside letters. Seeker right here, and gotta admit the official scorer right here, very kind with giving us the starting lineup. That was nice. So 6:38 clock rolling down, and we'll also mention, saw this on Twitter, might as well mention this, Lafayette Central Catholic girls basketball, way to go, Tori Thompson on Twitter yesterday, evidently playing some good ball for Central Catholic girls basketball. So they got a young gal right there at the free throw lane. She's got to be less than four, maybe four. They're feeding her the basketball, and she's taking some shots right here at Seeker. And I'm going to walk the other direction. 6 minutes left. Festive atmosphere. Pretty good little jog over here. Worked the jog. Had some guidance when I got here. A couple of people helped me find the area, even though we were here 2 years ago. But we'll also mention PutneySports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. I'll mention Central Catholic Knights captured the 2022 Class 1A baseball title this past season right here in the spring. So we'll mention football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, basketball in the winter, three teams covering right there at Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and Central Catholic Knights. Three game dates this year for Central Catholic. They're spread out. First game of the year about in the middle, and then again over there towards the end of the regular season. So 4:52 on the game clock. They're working it right there, and we'll mention another support sponsor. So put me in sports. And we'll mention that's Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts. 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. See your Patriots out of their locker room walking up, I should say, Central Catholic Knights. They're wearing the Navy uniforms. See your Patriots going with the scarlet, red, and blue for their college team. They're wearing white this evening. And they're taking some line shots right here. That's Central Catholic. They're going to sweep the floor right there in halftime. That's a good thing. A lot of times people want to walk on the floor when they're not even going to be in the game. They want to get that floor dirty with the soles of their shoes. I say, well, when I walk around a gym floor, I try to walk around the perimeter. Just act like there's about 20-foot deep water on the floor, and you don't want to fall in. So they're shooting the ball around right now. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, they are the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. That's Runyon Truck Store. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products. They have a bunch for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's in Atlanta, Indiana. It's an Atlanta rural route. It's closer to Elwood, possibly, but that's a 46031 area code. And you can check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store, Inc., that's I-N-K. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. There at Runyon's, they say, we bleed orange. That's Runyon Truck Store, Atlanta. We'll also mention bringing this game to you in part. It's Hope Jewelers. We thank Hope Jewelers for supporting athletics right here in the wintertime. So they're shooting the ball around right now. 1:10 on the game clock. Getting some final shots here on the surface. Clock's going to buzz. We're going to do the 1 minute timeout. That's at the 9 minute mark. So a 1 minute timeout. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity game. We'll mention slogan, IHSAA. If you want to go to IHSAA.org, that's IHSAA.org, you'll see the slogan is Keeping Education in Front of Athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. 22 seconds clock moving. 16 seconds. Oh, the buzzer for the, should be the buzzer right there. Didn't happen. 8 seconds getting ready to work right there. Central Catholic Knights. Gonna go through the court first. Seeger Patriots, hands in the air. Right there, still huddled up at the bench area. They'll break out on. They'll work out on the surface. On the floor, it's gonna be on to Seeger. Alternate possession arrow going to be brought in from half court, across from the scores bench. Going to be brought in by 32 Owen Snedeker. Check that back, number 32, Hunter Thomas. Good dish off right there. Kristen Holland on the dribble. They'll work it, try to put a pass down low, cutting off the passing lane with Fields. They'll still get to the corner. They'll move the ball around. They'll work it back to Winchester. up inside the Snedeker, back to Winchester. They'll work it left side with the basketball. They'll work it down low. Winchester going to go off the paint, in the paint, off the glass, two-point bucket. Snedeker for two, 25-23. Central Catholic by two. In the front court, dribbling out near the center circle. At 20, Nick Payne, he'll work it right side with the basketball. Tanner Fields. Up top, they're moving around the perimeter. Fetches the hands briefly at McCammon. They get it back to Ben Mazur. McCammon from the corner hits a three-point shot. 25, check that, 28-23. Central Catholic by five. Out top of the basketball, he'll bring it back out, square it up. He'll work it left side with the basketball, Owen Snedeker. He'll dribble out top. He'll get it back to teammate 34, Christian Holland. They'll work it back to 12, Plumer. They'll work it back to Snedeker. Snedeker can go out top with the basketball. They'll work it right side. And Snedeker can dribble around. In the paint, backing down, solid the glass, wouldn't go. Contesting the shot with Dalbert Schwartz. In the paint, floater, the rim around, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Tanner Fields. Wouldn't fall. Back the other direction, Seager with a good board. They'll work it outside the arc. They'll work it back to Winchester. Winchester going to dribble in an elbow. He'll kick it back out. A little friction there. Coach wanted a little bit of friction call, no call. Back the other direction, they'll work it once again outside. F-23, Michael Winchester. Working the right side behind the arc near the corner. Owen Snedeker. They're working around the perimeter. Touches the hands in the hands of Plumer. They'll work it right side. Snedeker is going to go baseline and take a left-handed floater. It'll rim around, fall off. Way to go. Rebound. Secured. And takes a shot off the paint. It wouldn't go. Back the other direction. Rebound. Going back the other direction. Seager with the basketball. There's going to be a foul call there. A little bit of a body foul going up while in the air. He was in the shooting opportunity. Fouls in the act of shooting. You know, you shoot guy, you'll stand there at the free throw line. That's 32. Hunter Thomas. He'll shoot twice. Fouls with it on Albert Schwartz. He has two. First shot up, rims off, right side. 5:33 left here in the third quarter. 28-23. Few dribbles, still eye the second one. Second one rolls around, rims off, rebound secured. That was McCammon. Working across the timeline, Nick Page. Going to be a steal. Good guarding right there. That was Hunter Thomas, 32. Thomas on the dribble. He'll go to the corner. Baseline shot, three-point shot. Wouldn't fall. Shot taken by Christian Holland. Back the other direction, outside the arc. Three-point shot, McCammon. Wouldn't fall. Rebound, put back, wouldn't go for Albert Schwartz. Rebound, Steger. They're going to outlet up the court. Snedeker dishes off. Going to be a two-point shot good. On a layup, throws the bucket. 23, Michael Winchester. Across the timeline, Ben Mazur. Going to dish it inside on the cutter. That was Albert Schwartz. They'll get the rebound. He'll go back up with it. He'll get the bucket. And he'll get one more. 30-25. Fouls whistled on Steger. 34, Christian Holland. 6'1" junior, Christian Holland picks up his second foul here in the ballgame. Christian Holland going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame for Steger. We're going to see Peyton Shen. Three-point play wouldn't go long off the back of the rim. Fighting for the board. Coming up with the rebound was Albert Schwartz. They'll go to the corner with it. Three-point shot good. Ben Mazur for three. 33-25. They go left side, outside the arc. That's Winchester. Winchester gets the ball back from Snedeker. He's outside the arc straight away. Looking for a three. He picks one up. He passed out of it. Behind the arc, right side Snedeker. Back to Winchester in the right corner. He'll dribble out of there, being guarded closely by Albert Schwartz. Ball goes out of bounds. Good hands by Schwartz. He's going to give the ball back to Steger. 4:12 on the game clock. 33-25 going to be brought in by Steger. But they're on the baseline. Left of the bucket. Brings it in to Owen Snedeker. Shot on the way off the mark. three-point shot from the left. He wouldn't fall that time. That was 12, Luke Plumer. Back the other direction, Nick Page in the front court. Out top, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur rims around, hits the backboard on a three. Wouldn't go. Rebound, McCammon. He'll get it to Schwartz. Schwartz on the back his way down to kick it outside. Scott, three-point land, rims around, falls off. That is Ben Mazur. They're going to whistle a foul. Check that back. It's going to go out of bounds off of Seager. So they're going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Working in around the perimeter. They go to the left corner baseline. Ben Mazur going to try to bounce pass in there to Schwartz. It gets deflected. Picked up by Seager going the other direction. It's going to be a left-handed floater. Count the bucket. 33-27. Timeout on the floor. 3:32 left here in the third quarter. And again, we'll mention one of our support sponsors. Bringing this game to you in part is Discount Copies. Discount Copies. Reach them by phone at 317-773-8783. That's 317-773-8783. They offer a wide range of services, high-speed copies, blueprint size color prints up to 36-inch by 48-inch, laminations up to 22 inches long. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. They're located west edge of Noblesville behind Pizza Hut at 100 Minsta Drive. You can email them at discountcopies96@gmail.com. They're going to inbound the basketball from the baseline. Brought in by Schwartz on the slow dribble. Got defense in the backcourt playing man-to-man. Working right there back in the ballgame for Seager. It's number 10, Aiden Winchester. Ball's going to be tipped, goes out of bounds. Can be brought in front of the Central Catholic bench. Brought in there by 12, Luke Plumer. On the dribble, crossing the sideline, 34, Christian Holland. We're working around the perimeter deep there. Winchester works at left side. Plumer. We're working around the perimeter. Winchester for three. Got the bucket. Bit of a left corner, left elbow extended. Not quite, but a three-point bucket for Winchester. 33-30. Ball's in the front court. Nick Page. They're working out top of the basketball. Touches the hands of Schwartz. Touches the hands of Tanner Fields. Now back out top. They're working down low. High pass. Nick Page a bit tall for Schwartz at 6'5". 2:48 on the game clock. Checking back in for the night. It's going to be number 12, Bobby Metzger. Metzger to check back in. Taking a breather is number 10, Ben Mazur. 2:47 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline. 34 working around Christian Holland. Working around Winchester. Back out top. Thought about a shot back to Winchester around the perimeter. He'll dribble into paint. He'll take a floater. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Winchester trying to get his own board. Going to get called for over the back. So Winchester going to pick up the foul. 23. He picks up his first foul in the ballgame. He's 6'2", a sophomore. 2:28 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline with the pass. Working it around Bobby Metzger. So we're going to right side. Tanner Fields on the dribble. Out top, McCammon. Back to Metzger. Metzger going to dribble left elbow. If he can do the corner, Nick Page. Nick Page picks up his dribble, goes to the corner with it. Going to dribble out of there. Going to work his way back around. Nick Page comes up to the basketball. Going to get a block shot. Rebound fought for. It's going to be picked up by Albert Schwartz. In the paint, they'll take a floater. They're going to call a charge. Excuse me. They're going to call a blocking foul right there, just wasn't quite set. Albert Schwartz taking it hard to the basket. I'm going to whistle this foul on Steger. Dewberry's number 33. Owen Snedeker picked up number 2. Bryce McCammon going to exit the ball game. He'll take a breather. And Zach Kerr back in the game. So, Albert Schwartz on the board there, 36-30, 6-point advantage for Central Catholic. 1:48, clock moving, they're working down low. A little bit of wide pass there on the baseline. goes out of bounds, belongs to Central Catholic. Bounce pass brought in. Going to bring it across the timeline. That's Metzger. He'll work at right side. Guarding him. Close is Christian Holland. At Tanner Fields, he'll drive the lane. Shot wouldn't go. Fought for the board. Tanner Fields comes up with it. He'll get it put back off the glass. Left side for two. 38-30. Central Catholic in front. They're working back around. Snedeker. Owen Snedeker, cross-court skip pass. They'll work it down low baseline. He'll back his way in. Turnaround jumper. Rimmed around, wouldn't fall. Rebound Nick Page. Working back to the front court. Tanner Field, same location, 2 points. Ball goes out of bounds. 40-30. Central Catholic in front. Going to be a timeout call by Seager. They're going to call a 60-second timeout. And we'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at noblesvilletrophies.com or stop in, if only, to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low enough you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Noblesville Trophies right here in Noblesville. So the cheerleaders making a joyful noise. Both sets of cheerleaders working on the floor right now. Patriots, Knights, first buzzer sound, 45 second buzzer. 1:06 left here in the third quarter. 40-30. Central Catholic is the advantage. Ball's going to be brought in the front court. Central Catholic. Going to be brought in by Tanner Fields. He's being guarded closely by Christian Holland. They're working back in. They'll go under the bucket. Tanner Fields turnaround is just outside the paint. Got the bucket. Left-handed shot for Fields. 42-30. In the front court with the basketball. Owen Snedeker works to the left side with the dribble. Luke Plumer. Out top, Snedeker. Three-point shot. Tanner's hard off the rim. Wouldn't go. Shines for the rebound. Albert Schwartz to the front court. In the paint, floater. Just outside off the rim. Wouldn't go for Fields. Credit the rebound. 32. Hunter Thomas. Going to whistle a foul out top. It's going to be whistled on Central Catholic. They're going to whistle this foul on 50. That's Zach Kerr. Zach Kerr, 6'3" in senior. He picked up number one in the contest. Three thus far, second half on Seager. Two thus far, second half on the Knights. Going to work it out top of the basketball near the center circle. He'll work it back left on the dribble. Christian Holland. Well behind the arc. Central Catholic playing back in the zone. Going to move the feet. They're going to work it back around. They go out top. Right elbow extended. On the dribble, they bring it back around center. Winchester. They're going to work it right side. Going baseline. They're going to say he stepped on the baseline. That was Owen Snedeker. So they're going to enter two here for Central Catholic. Van Mazer going to re-enter. Number 34 also is Albert Schwartz. We get a breather right there. That's number 40, Aiden Schaefer. He's going to exit the ballgame along with Zach Kerr. As we brought in right the bucket on the baseline. Working to bring it in. He'll get it in. Across the timeline on the dribble. Tanner Fields. He'll go to the opposite corner baseline. Three-point shot. Would he go? Rebound put back Tanner Fields. Right before the buzzer. 44-30, third quarter score. And we do appreciate you listening. And again, we'll re-mention last year, Class 2A, final ranking, 2021-22, at number one, Monroe Central. Number two, Eastside. Number three, Central Noble. Number four, Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Number five, Linton Stockton. Number six, Carroll. That's out of Flora, Indiana, right there on 18. Number 7, Wapahani. Number 8, South Spencer. Number 9, Eastern Hancock. Number 10, Lake Station. Number 11, Northeastern. Number 12, Clark Tudor. Number 13, Clinton Prairie. And at Clinton Prairie, at which I'm thankful tonight, basketball game closed for them. So they get to the first buzzer. 6 second timeout between quarters. Referee's going to come over and remind them. First buzzer sound. 8 minutes on the game clock. 44-30. Central Catholic with the advantage. Foul situation still 3-2. Three. Speaker. Accumulative second half. 2 for the night second half. Be passed in from the backcourt to the backcourt. Central Catholic with the alternate possession arrow. They're working outside the arc on the dribble. Center field. They go to the corner with it. Bobby Netzer. They pick it up out of the air. They work it right side. Nick Page on the back pedal dribble. He's going to be guarded immediately. At number 32, Hunter Thomas does his drive it. Ball's going to be a block shot. Goes out of bounds. Albert Schwartz took it hard to the hoop. Right there was Owen Snediker. He gets a block shot. Goes out of bounds. Stays in the front court with Central Catholic. Rain in from the baseline. They're getting into Schwartz. Schwartz going to go baseline, back his way down. He's going to get that arm in front. He's going to kind of drive the Snediker, and he's going to come up with the the foul right there. Charging foul against Schwartz. Goes back the other direction. Crossing the timeline. Out top of the basketball. That's number 12 working around. That's Plumer. They're working back around. Snediker. Snediker out top with the basketball. He'll pick up the dribble straight away. Guarding him, Ben Mazur. Out top on the dribble now. He'll go through the top of the circle right there and work it back around. He'll dribble left side at 32. Hunter Thomas. He's going to go hard to the hoop. Snediker is going to go hard to the hoop. He'll get the bucket. Left-handed layup, and he'll pick up a foul. He'll draw the foul. He'll shoot one more. 44-32. Owen Snediker's a lefty. Going to shoot one more. Good. 3-point play for Owen Snediker. 44-33. Nice in front. Pressure in the backcourt shown by Seeger. Going to dribble out of it to the front court. Netzer. Bobby Netzer is going to take a pass. Take a handoff. They go left side. They go baseline and a reverse layup for Netzer for 2. 46-33. In the front court of the basketball, Owen Metzger in the paint. He'll back his way down. It's going to be a blocked shot right there for Albert Schwartz. They're going to paint off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Center field. And he'll shoot one. We're going to see back in the lineup for Central Catholic, number 50, Zach Kerr. Taking a prisoner, number 34, Albert Schwartz. A foul whistled on Seager, number 34, Christian Holland. He has 3. Both teams locked up at 4 fouls each. Long off the rim shot when he goes to free throw line, going back the other direction. Spin move, that's outside the paint. Rimmed around and fell in. Credit the bucket, 23, Michael Winchester. 6:25. Clock moving, Central Catholic in the front court, back pedal dribble, Bobby Netzer. Going out to play Bobby Netzer, out near the center line is 12, Luke Plumer. Out top of the basketball, Tanner Fields. Dribbling exhibition, he'll go off the glass, shot when he goes. Rebound out of there, going to the front court, Snediker, he gets a slam dunk. It was a soft slam dunk, but it was a slam dunk. 48-37. Going back the other direction. Going to work it back around. Nick Page. Out top of the basketball, he'll dribble in. Through the legs, Ben Mazur with the basketball, picks it up. They go reverse layup. Right-handed. Bobby Netzer for 2. 50-37 back the other direction. 2-point bucket in the paint. Credit the bucket on the layup. That's 34. Christian Holland. 5:38 left here in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. Going to be a 30-second timeout right there. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention a little bit about support sponsors. We're thankful for AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood. And now they restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. We're going to end the ball, inbounds the basketball, left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to belong to Central Catholic. Could be brought in by Albert Schwartz. Pressure in the front of backcourt right here. Four, now three. Pressure in the backcourt for Seeger. Seeger guard the basketball well. Going to dribble through it, Bobby Metzger. They go to the baseline, Nick Page. They'll work the ball around Ben Mazur. They'll work the right side with the basketball, Tanner Fields. Another dribbling exhibition. They'll work it back around. Touches the hands briefly, Bobby Metzger. They'll get it into Nick Page. Outside the arc, back to Metzger. Metzger working right there. Outside the arc, he'll work it left side to Ben Mazur. Tanner Fields drives the lane, kicks it out to the corner. They'll get the ball back around. Ben Mazur trying to get it low. Trying to get the ball low. Albert Schwartz goes out of bounds. Baseline, Central Catholic going to bring the ball in. Going to be brought in right there. Tanner Fields, elbow, left side to Nick Page. They'll go to the corner. Ben Mazur. They'll work it back to Tanner Fields. Nick Page, they're working back out top. Bobby Netcher. He'll dribble left. Picking him up quickly right there is number 10, Aiden Winchester. They'll bring it back out top and reset the offense. Tanner Fields. They're working inside the arc. Albert Schwartz. They're working to drive baseline. They're going to kick it to the corner. Nick Page passes it back out. Thought about a shot, Ben Mazur. Back out top, they're moving the basketball. And Seager Patriots moving their feet very well. They're looking from the corner. Ben Mazur dishes it in. Nick Page. Nick Page drives the lane. A floater. 2-point bucket for Page. 52-39. 4:15 remaining in the fourth quarter. We're going to back around. In the paint, Owen Snedeker got the bucket, and he'll shoot one more. They're going to whistle his foul on Central Catholic. Central Catholic, Albert Schwartz picks up his third foul in the ballgame. Seager going to substitute in. They're going to bring back in 23, Michael Winchester. Taking a breather is 32, Hunter Thomas. Snedeker, three-point play opportunity. He got it, three-point play. 52-42. 4:07. Left here in the fourth quarter. Dribbling across the timeline. Ben Mazur, he'll pass it right side and right there in his grill. Tanner Fields going to dribble in. Cross the lane, left-handed layup, good. Go to the front court now with the basketball, Christian Holland. They'll work it back to Snedeker. Snedeker out top, they get it back to Holland. Guarding Holland right there is Bobby Metzger. Going to dribble into paint. Winchester, he's going to float one up. Shot going to go, rebound. Fought for, going to be picked up by Central Catholic. They're going to pass out of it. Bobby Metzger going to dribble across the timeline. They're going to paint. They're going to call a reach-in foul on his approach. So the foul's going to be whistled. Seager. He's going to whistle this on Luke Plumer. He's played a lot of this game, and he picks up his first foul with 3:27 left in the fourth. 54-42. Right side, they'll work it down low. Tanner Fields being guarded, contested right there by 34. Christian Holland. Bucket goes in. Tanner Fields for two. 56-42. 3:12 left here in the fourth. The dribble out top of the circle. 23, Winchester. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Got a free throw line for Snedeker. They go back the other direction. Bit of a fast break right there. Credit the bucket, Ben Mazur. 58-42. 2:50 left here in the fourth. From the corner, three-point shot wouldn't go. Runs out long. Behind the back, dribbling in the front court. Tanner Fields. could get the bucket, rebound out of there, controlled by Aiden Winchester. Going to be a steal. Going to be a steal. And Albert Schwartz. Going to dribble, and I'm trying to set up for the charge. Right there with 34, Christian Holland. So working right there as 34, Albert Schwartz. Helps up Holland right off the surface. Good sportsmanship. 58-42. 2:32 on the game clock. Mitchell Catholic in the front court. Working out top of the dribble. Picked up his dribble. Ben Mazur. Works the right side behind the arc. Albert Schwartz. Working against him is Owen Snediger. They're working on baseline. They're kicking through the corner. Tammy McCammon couldn't get it. They're working down low. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Wouldn't go. Tanner Fields rebounded his own basketball. Got it to the corner. McCammon. They'll get it back to Nick Page. Outside for the basketball on the dribble. 2 minute mark. Fourth quarter. On the dribble outside McCammon. He's being guarded closely by Hunter Thomas. We're going to back outside. Nick Page with the basketball being closely guarded by 12 Luke Plumer. Outside. Just straddling the three-point line. Ben Mazur passes out of it. Gets it to Schwartz. They'll get it out top. Nick Page. Back to McCammon. Back to Page. Behind the arc. They'll go out top of the basketball. Tanner Fields. Behind the arc. Lost the handle. Tipped away. Going to go out of bounds. And a good tip. Not just three. That was Owen Snezier. Playing good defense. 58-42. Checking back in the ball game for Central Catholic, number 12, Bobby Metzger. Taking a breather, Albert Schwartz. Also, Ben Mazur going to take a breather. We're going to call timeout. Back in the ball game for Central Catholic, going to be number 40, Aiden Schaefer. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. 1 minute, 30 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 58-42. Central Catholic in front. I tell you what, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving tomorrow. A lot of folks making good plans. Going to meet with the in-laws, and especially those who are not outlaws. You know what I mean? But absolutely, you gotta love one another. So anyway, 58-42, second buzzer, 30-second timeout. 90 seconds left. Ball's going to be inbound in the backcourt opposite the scores bench by Seeger. Going to be brought in right here by number 12, Luke Plumer. He's going to toss it in. Owen Snediger, 6'3" guard, can play deep and down low. He's going to dribble out top. He'll work it left side. Working it back around. It's going to be an offensive foul on Seeger. They're going to call this on 12. Check that. It's going to be whistled on number 10, Aiden Winchester. He picks up his first foul in the ballgame. He'll be brought in from backcourt. He'll be brought in by Albert Schwartz. Albert Schwartz being guarded there by Owen Snediger. Right close. They'll get it in. Getting into on the dribble right there. It's going to be a traveling violation. In the ballgame for Central Catholic, number 14, Christian Crisby. Christian Crisby, he's a 5'10 senior. Also in the ballgame, 33, Colton Schickler, a 6-foot senior. And also Zach Kerr, number 50, back in the ballgame. Falls in the front court with a Seeger Patriot. Long shot, Winchester. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Karam's hard. Saving the basketball from going out of bounds. Right there, that was 10. Aiden Winchester to go down the paint. Shot off the mark. Right there in the paint was 32. Hunter Thomas. Going to whistle a foul during the rebound. It's going to be whistled on Seeger. It's going to be the seventh common foul. Going to walk the distance over to the other free throw line. Seeger going to enter some ball players. That's going to be number 5, Tyler Harris. Number 21, Jet Collins. And number 2, Fletcher Pidd. Fletcher Kidd, a 5'5 sophomore. Number 5, Tyler Harris, a 5'11 sophomore. First shot up and good. He gets the second one. And also at the free throw line is McCammon. And 21 into the ball game, Jet Collins, a 5'2 sophomore, as McCammon gets both. 56.7 left. Bryce McCammon going to take a breather. To the front court with the basketball. He'll dribble in outside the arc and working into the outside the lane right there. Shot taken by 32, Hunter Thomas in the front court, Central Catholic. 40 seconds remaining, fourth quarter. Elbow left side to take a shot. Good. Credit the bucket. 14, Christian Clisby. 5'10 senior. To the front court, 30 seconds. Sneaker Patriots with the basketball. They're working left side. They're working back out. Trying to get it outside. Ball's free. Ball's loose. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Sneaker. Good hands right there. That was 21, Jet Collins. Pretty good effort there in front of the scorer's bench. Can be brought in by the Knights. 20 seconds crossing the timeline. Is 12, Bobby Metzger. They work the ball back around. Catches the hands right there. 33, Colton Strickland. Back out in the center circle. Left-handed dribble, Metzger. He's guarded there somewhat closely by 21, Jet Collins. Clock is going to empty out. 32 minutes go by. Central Catholic, 62. Seeger, 42. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. I tell you what, she's going to go to the game Saturday night, I believe so. But we do thank you. Thank you very much for allowing, putting me in sports to be here. And I'm very kind and generous in them. And I say what? Say what? No matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. They were post-game. They're talking to Drake Barrett. I said, what, Drake Barrett? That was an up-and-down ball game.
Yeah, we wanted to push the pace. Kind of our new style this year, you know, different from years past. We wanted to get up and down, play a frantic style, force them to some quick shots, and then get on the other end and get some layups on our end.
Hey, well, you're a first-year coach and first win, first game. How's that feel to you?
It's a huge relief, you know. You don't want to say you doubt yourself, but you never know until you come into the first one, and our guys responded at halftime. Came out, played hard on the defensive end, and we were lucky to put some shots in the hole and get some momentum in the third and pull away.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.